I'm Jason Gay. Coming up next week on Only a Game, Bill revisits the 1994 BBC radio drama that had Team England going all the way to the World Cup finals and a shot at elusive football glory. But now, it's time for my conversation about the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Jason.
NBA Draft. The number one pick in Thursday night's NBA Draft was Arizona freshman DeAndre Ayton. He'll be traveling all the way to Phoenix to begin his pro career. You ready to induct him into the Basketball Hall of Fame yet?
All the way from Tempe to, I think the University
of Tucson.
Arizona's in Tucson, right? Yeah. University's in Tucson. Yeah, so he's got to go about 20 miles up the road. Yeah, he's going to be fine. It was really a big man's draft last night.
It was.
And, you know, conventional big men, too.
A lot of talk about wingspan last night.
Well, that's Billis's thing. He put up, by the way, in the afternoon that the over-under number on the number of times he would say wingspan was 4.5, which was way low. I mean, anybody who didn't jump on that is crazy.
Mikal Bridges was selected at number 10 by the Philadelphia 76ers, a team for which his mother is the vice president of human relations. But then an hour or so later, Bridges was traded to Phoenix. Sounds like the Sixers might need a lesson in human relations.
Bad game plan there by Bridges' mom. She should have arranged to be the general manager. And then that never would have happened. I'll tell you what, the guy they've got coming in, Zaire Smith,
yeah.
Good luck, pal.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia fans are not going to be happy with this.
Yeah, well, it's a very low-key sports town.
Absolutely.
You know.
Nobody will ever get in trouble.
All right, moving over to the World Cup, which is ongoing in Russia, of course. Russia through to the next round, Charlie. Who
Amazing.
Could have seen that coming?
Amazing.
It just seems whenever they host a major sports event, they just somehow perform very well.
It's a remarkable home court advantage, and it goes back to Napoleon.
Burger King apologized for a promotion in which it promised free Whoppers to any Russian customer who got pregnant by a World Cup player in the tournament. They did not have this promotion here in the States. It's hard to know where to begin with this, Charlie. How did anyone possibly sign off on this as a good idea?
Well, we don't know how Burger King thinks in Russian, but, you know, Vlad, old pal. Ixnay on the Xay, okay, pal? Boy, especially for a lifetime of Whoppers.
Meanwhile, the New York Times had a story this week from Sochi, home of the scandalized 2014 Winter Olympics, where the notorious drug testing lab has been turned into a bar serving drinks with names like B-Sample and Meldonium. Is this too soon?
No, I think turning anything that was a formerly criminal enterprise into a bar, as long as it wasn't a bar in the first place, is a good idea. I just want to know what's really in the drinks, because you don't know what's lying around the lab there, my friend.
All right, Charlie, I know you're relieved about this, but Phil Mickelson finally apologized for hitting a moving ball last weekend at the U.S. Open. Took 4 days for it to happen. Was it really necessary for Phil to come and say sorry here?
My favorite Mickelson quote on this was right after the round where he said he didn't mean it as disrespectful, and if you take it as disrespectful, that's not on me. Well, what else was it? I mean, were you just stupid? Did you think you were playing polo? Didn't you understand the absence of horses?
Is golf rage the best of all sports rages?
Well, yeah. I mean, especially now with golf tournaments on Fox, where they seem to have their crowd mics tuned up very, very high.
Maybe they're piping in noisy fans like they used to do with the birds.
That's your
right?
Drunk fans, yes. They used to pipe in birds at the Masters.
All right. There was a mysterious mustachioed man on the Seattle bench Thursday to watch the Mariners play the Yankees. Who was that man, the man in the black mustache?
It was Ichiro, who's now working in the front office at Seattle, but apparently wanted to spend a little time in the dugout.
Unbelievable. Now, is he stealing a page from old Bobby Valentine
here? Bobby Valentine thinks he does. Yeah, Bobby Valentine has already commented on how well Suzuki disguised himself. and Bobby Valentine is, of course, an expert at these sort of things.
Valentine's mishigas was a little bit different, though, because he came back from a game he'd been ejected from, I believe. Right?
Yes, that's right.
So Ichiro, he wasn't actually breaking any rules.
Well, yes, he was. He's not allowed to be, as a front office guy, he's not allowed to be on the bench.
Is that a fact? Okay, yeah. I learn something every day. Fantastic.
But he's Ichiro, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. And finally, Charlie,
oh, God.
Cubs pitcher Brandon Morrow began having back spasms while taking off his pants after a game at home early Monday morning. Be careful.
Yes. Apparently, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he was taking off his pants in his closet, which I presume is a walk-in closet. Otherwise, he has even more to explain. And he just took them off wrong and hurt his back. This, of course, goes into the Undressing Hall of Fame with Wade Boggs cracking a couple ribs, taking off his boots very early in the morning in a hotel in Toronto.
Now, how does that get logged in the injury book? Does it say morrow, back,
yeah,
pants?
Back, you know, pants doubtful.
You can find the sports writing at Charlie Pierce and Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me, or Bill, each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Jason.
Subscribe to Only a Game on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, do me a favor, leave a review. Your reviews help other listeners find the show.